Okay, there we go.
Well, I when they injected me, when I was going to college, University of Missouri, we didn't have to, if we were a citizen there, we didn't have to have a fee. But we did have to have a certain amount of fee.
What happened there?
No change this year.
I was a commissioned officer. And so then I said where are you going to live? Same thing came along. And then they said, well, we're going to send you to Santa Cruz. Went over there, and they were waiting for a radio ship to come up there and pick up a group of people that were especially sick.
Now what kind kind of fruit were you growing? Were fruit trees?
Well, the fruit trees were, most of them were already there. What we did is we tried to develop things that we had raised in Missouri, and as when we were going out there, which we knew about. All the garden facilities, as a matter of fact, right now you see that farm, where they're going to make a park out of it.
Yes, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm encouraged that. I'm impressed with that.
Oh, good.
Well.
Now, so that is the house still there that you lived in?
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing. And the little house that the people originally lived in, is that still there? The kitchen house?
Yeah, what they did with us is they said we had, you see, everything was exploding as far as where we lived on the country road. The people there, with the back in Texas going out, they had to get into something else. Thank you. vacant, way down on the bridge. It looks over some farms and everything, but then on both sides, there was a wood here, and there was a stream.
Oh.
And so,
So you had squirrels and raccoons, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I told one raccoon, we took the hen, and I'd taken down one side of the road, and there was one. Of course, the coons, they were getting along with the streams, you know. And so, I was taking down, and then there was a road, one of the twin, and so then I was taking across the road, and come back the other way, you know, down the road so far, and then farther, and come back.
Okay.
Well, one time, there was no house for barns for tobacco, it's no longer any use. And of course, the animal, you know, no longer anywhere. And so, after I crossed, this dog turned around and went back.
Huh?
It's a bad, and he got run over.
Oh, no.
And we had sheep dogs all the time too, and they would kill, but they were nice. And then we had, let's see, there's a little, not a little dog, I can't think of the name of it now, that we got that, that run the virus, and, tree squirrels, and that sort of thing, and it's a very nice dog to have at your place. But, and we had one or two of them, but they also were running rabbits or something across the road, and they killed.
Oh.
And another problem we had along with the nest after we left, we were involved during the war or some other things. The deer from some
of you.
And so many people, the population exploded here. They were always moving into the wooded area, they liked it, you know.
Yeah.
And so the woods were full of homes, and the deer, that's where they had stayed. And so that created a problem with the deer. Otherwise, I woke up and looked out the window and in the morning, and here's a deer running across the yard. And they will not eat your garden up. And right now, for a number of years since we left the farm, we had a professor, well, his father was from Vermont, and they had a farm for maple syrup, whatever the name of the farm was. And
so, in the farming that you did in your garden, did you have a lot of equipment, or were you doing it by hand?
Well, we didn't want to have horses. And you know, everybody else had the horses to ride and so forth. No, we had a tractor.
We did. Yeah.
And all the equipment that went with it to do the farming. I mean, I didn't have any time. I didn't have equipment to show it. And so I had to. And I still have that tractor. I guess it's still sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how did you harvest the corn? Did you do that by hand?
Well, we really didn't raise corn to feed the livestock.
Okay.
Most of the corn we raised was for roasters to sell to people.
Oh, okay. So did you cut the stalks yourself and have corn stalks?
Well, I don't think we grew a lot of corn except for rosemary, you know.
Yes.
Which we their turnover, their settlement.
I know.
That sort of thing. Now this, when I was putting this off here, well, this all that had his son and raised a made apple thing. Sir, he said he was a student down here to Elon College. He was a school and then from Elon College, he, I think, came over to North Carolina State.
Uh-huh.
And he specialized in, raining fruit. In other words, where we had trouble with the deer, the company that you were working for, they put off the park area. And so this fellow, after he got through Elon College and went to North Carolina State, he got into instead of being a vegetable man, well, he was that too. I forget what they call the man that does gardening and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But he came and, well, he taught at North Carolina State. He had a title, it's a 2-year course, title course.
Oh, okay.
In gardening and so forth. And so he finally retired. And just south of us, we have a one that what do they call those places that raise flowers and sell plants and that?
A gardening center?
Well, they have another name for it, park system. In other words, they have sprung up all over. Yes, and right south of that farm there, and they have one that's been there for years. The woman started out at first, her husband, he had gone to school, and they were all broken home. He went to a course that helped land their airplanes when they came to an airport, you know, to make sure that they didn't have a racket over that.
Yeah.
Well, he had that job, and he was had a job there in Raleigh, and then he had a medical problem, and they said he could no longer do that. So his wife took over, and went since he had, and he went to a place where he could maybe retire
on
a tree. And so she first raised the dogs and some of them and took care of them, and then she switched over to the vegetables. And now I think they told me that there's about, in the North Carolina, there's about 40-some of these places that, well, when people are living all kinds of houses around, they want flowers and trees and shrubbery and so forth. And so that's why we've had such an increase.
Horticulture?
Yeah, horticulture.
Horticulture,
And I think one time I read where there was 47 here in North Carolina that they had developed in a few years there.
Well. So now, did you raise guinea hens on your farm?
No, I don't think we had any guineas that I can remember.
No. Did you have any kind of special chickens or geese or?
Well, we had some geese and we raised turkeys too.
We did. Were they mostly for eating?
Well, yeah, they were mostly for our own, but the place, of course, next to us where they raised stuff, they have a good market for that, but all the new homes and so forth.
Sure.
No, we had to keep it down to where we could control it, and of course, having the tractor with all this equipment and this place nearby where you can have it repaired if you needed to.
Oh, good.
No, it's still there.
Yeah.
Well, we had a smaller tractor, I bought one, but after I bought the farm, I think, and eventually it wore out when we got this bigger one. Or the next town then had a place to retire.
Anybody can help me?
Not here.
Your son was telling me that you used to cut little trees out of the forest and then you'd tie your bean poles, your bean stalks up to them in your garden.
Oh, yeah. You cut the bean poles, that's when you want to raise the water beans that climb up on
And so you've actually gone into the forest and cut these little leaves for fall?
Well, it's around there. When you're on the farm and you got a pasture, you have to keep this tree and that down. You don't want to let the others who don't have to know. You have to spend quite a bit of time keeping them. That's part of what you have on the farm.
So you have to keep thinning out the trees of the forest. Two minutes.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry. Well, it's the wrong kind. If it's some kind of a shrub or a tree that you can't sell for lumber or anything like that, well, you want to eat. This farm, I'm telling you about, there's a plantation there in the park. I don't know, 195 acres is all on one side of the road, and that's where all the farming was done, and pasture land, where we had sheep and cattle. But then when we got the other, there was 200 or 300 acres across the road, so this plantation was commanded too. And on that half of it was all trees.
Oh.
Well, they were really thick, and in other words, it wasn't cultivated. And even the land south of the place, not all of it is cultivated. But as it went past there, we may have a pond or a lake on it. But the place where all the forest is, I turned that over to my son, and it had. Several hundred acres, but
right.
The only part of it that belonged to this warrior, your attention in, that was all trees, and my son went down there in the middle, and where there was a pond and built a house. You see, that place up there on the ridge is where the Indians used to locate their quarters.
Really?
Yeah. And in other words, up there in the field across the road, when you plow up all these arrowheads and everything. And so that was a place, that part of the farm was where the Indians actually killed. A lot of other places where you would county. Well, what they've done now is that my son's house, they said it would have to come there.
Oh, no.
And so what he had to do is he, because of all the trees, they couldn't build housing or anything like that. But now, of course, they have, and they, I believe they cut it down to 37 lots.
Wow.
And two houses from the company that bought the, built the houses, and so now they have developed it. They put two houses in there that were really cost $1 million to build each one of them.
Oh, right.
And they used one of them. Well, they sold one, and then the other one was still used to sell more houses.
Uh-huh.
And now there's 37 lots in there. My son had to build a new one because of that. And they put roads and water and everything else in there now.
Yeah. And they must have cut down all the trees then.
They were cutting one up and down, hardly. They were there.
Oh, they were running around the tree?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
That's where the tractor
was,
the
trees. Yes, indeed. So this is just adjacent to what we would have parked now, right? Oh, that would be nice. That would be very nice.
Well, it's almost like a park. One of the houses are.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
And right next to this place on the north, let's see, I believe it's the north side of where the park is going to be. There used to be a small home there, and one of the family lived there, and I was telling you about the father had 14, let's see, he, I was trying to think about the one with 11 children, but there was another one right next to it that had, the man set a record, he had 14 children in his family.
Wow.
Married a couple of times, and he ended up as a barber.
Oh.
And he would, well, some of his children there, but kept property and built their home there. But he was mostly with a barber, and he would go into a lawyer or place like that with a barber. And then come back out.
So once you retired from teaching, and you must have done your farming full time.
No, I just done it part-time.
Just part-time.
I just done it. And the other thing I understand is the fruit and vegetables and stuff that we raise, and my wife was teaching, and then I had a son. When I was in the military, when I first went in, my wife was pregnant and she had a baby and it died at birth.
Oh.
And so then before I was in service, she had another child, but then that was I was in the service of, what is that, World War, I was 14 years, in told you that I was in Vernon.
Yes.
And it, they had the, hospital there, and I was in, when the military got me and said, well, look, you got too much military experience, you gotta put you in the Army. And so I was in the Army Medical Corps.
And you were working in that hospital in Vernon then?
Oh, yeah, and then we moved across the mental hospital, and then we had the medical department said, well, we're going to send you to this area.
How it was used. So thank you for telling us all about it. We really appreciate it.